It's Monday, January 7th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Communist Chinese authorities in Henan Province's Luoyang County ordered a government-approved Three Self Church to remove the First Commandment from the Ten Commandments, which declares, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," reports Bitter Winter magazine. People from the church were strongly opposed. One believer protested, saying, quote, "This is not appropriate. They're falsifying the words of God. It's resisting the Lord," end quote. An official rebuked them by saying, quote, "Xi Jinping opposes this statement. Who dares not to cooperate? If anyone does not agree, they are fighting against the country. This is a national policy. Do not go against the government," end quote. After meeting with President Donald Trump on the 15th day of the partial government shutdown, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressed her frustration outside the White House on Saturday.
"We just completed a lengthy and sometimes contentious conversation with the president. We recognize on the Democratic side that we really cannot resolve this until we open up government, and we made that very clear."
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was also upset by the impasse.
"We made a plea to the president once again. Don't hold millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of workers hostage. Open up the government and let's continue the discussions." He resisted. In fact, he said he'd keep the government closed for a very long period of time, months or even years.
The president, who wants $5 billion for the southern border wall before he will agree to end the shutdown, disclosed that he had considered declaring a national emergency to build the wall without legislative approval, saying, quote, "I can do it if I want," end quote. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York sat down with Anderson Cooper for an interview which aired last night on CBS's 60 Minutes.
"You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years?
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You're talking about everybody having to drive an electric car?
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now. What is the problem with trying to push our technological capacities to the furthest extent possible?"
"This would require them raising taxes.
People are going to have to start paying their fair share in taxes."
"What you are talking about, just big picture, is a radical agenda compared to the way politics is done right now."
"I think that it only has ever been radicals that have changed this country. Abraham Lincoln made the radical decision to sign the Emancipation Proclamation. Franklin Delano Roosevelt made the radical decision to embark on establishing programs like Social Security. That is radical."
"Do you call yourself a radical?"
"Yeah, you know, if that's what radical means, call me a radical."
Cortez will pay for her Green New Deal by nearly doubling the top federal income tax rate of 37% to 70%. According to Americans for Tax Reform, California taxpayers would pay a top rate of 83.3%, the 70%, plus the California rate of 13.3%. According to Pew in the Washington Examiner, quote, "Christians are overrepresented in Congress," end quote, at 55% Protestant and 30% Catholic, with 6% identifying as Jewish. Overall, 71% of all U.S. adults call themselves Christian. Most notably, while 23% of the nation claims to be unaffiliated, atheist, or simply none, there is just one member of that group, Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who said that she is religiously unaffiliated. In related news, Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, a self-professed bisexual and pro-abortion extremist, refused to take her ceremonial oath of office with her hand on the Bible, choosing instead to place her hand on the Constitution, reports LifeNews.com. To his credit, Vice President Mike Pence, who administered the oath, ended with this question, quote, "So help you God?" end quote. Sinema responded, quote, "I do," end quote. And finally, an Alabama woman received a New Year's blessing after a local grocery store cashier offered to give her a kidney, reports Christian Headlines. 40-year-old cashier Leilani Crocker noticed that her typically smiling customer, named Eddie Drummond, age 53, seemed off. She wanted to know what was wrong.
"Why was I looking so sad?" And I said my wife wasn't doing good on dialysis. She needed a kidney transplant. She told me,
"I'll give her mine." And he was shocked.
Donnie Drummond, Eddie's wife, had been diagnosed with kidney failure 3 years previously and had been waiting for a new kidney ever since. She had gone through hundreds of dialysis treatments and years of difficulty finding a match. After blood tests revealed that Crocker, the cashier, was indeed a match, enabling her to donate one of her kidneys, she announced the good news to Mrs. Drummond in person at their home. Eddie's wife was ecstatic. Crocker explained what motivated her.
What if it happens to me and I need the stranger to come help me?
Eddie's gratitude is boundless.
You will always be a part of us because you put an extension on my wife's life, and I can't thank you enough.
His wife knows that God works in mysterious ways.
I asked for a miracle blessing. He sent it to me because he's not done with me on this earth.
The two, who have quickly become friends, are scheduled to have their transplant surgeries in February. John 13:35 says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.